This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. 877-881-1053. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? And I want to start with the one that has already got us riled up in the break. For the 817, my buddy's an idiot. He thinks tailgating is stupid if you don't have tickets to the game. Well, count me on the side of your buddy. I also think tailgating is stupid if you don't have tickets to the game.
Maybe stupid
is too harsh. But
I'm very interested to know how many people agree or disagree with that, because I understand thinking it's dumb. I get it. I get that. But I think that it's pretty awesome to tailgate and be around a bunch of people and have fun and drink and play cornhole. And some people, they have tickets and they don't even go in. They're just like, you know what? I'm having too much fun out here with all these people. So I think it's perfectly fine. I don't think it's stupid at all.
I think sometimes it can be better not going inside the stadium. When I went to an Ohio State game, I mean, people have setups outside college football environments. And then when I was at doing the Cowboys post-game show, and I would get there early and walk by people's situation where they had it all set up with multiple TVs, big screen TVs, you know, grilling all the food, unbelievable, you know, kind of almost like wet bar that they would have going. I'm like, man, I don't know when I would want to go inside to the stadium at this point, because everything is set up here with the food, the drink, the sound system, the TVs. So I kind of, I really disagree. If you have a great setup, I think it can be fun being outside the stadium in beautiful weather, tailgating, and not go inside the stadium and watch the game outside.
From the 717, the build-up excitement going into the event helps, but tailgating in any fashion is fun. From the 214, dealing with traffic and paying for parking to tailgate for a game you aren't going to is stupid. People are passionate about this.
I will say, if you don't have a ticket and I have to park further away because you are in one of the tailgating spots, now I'm a little irritated. That's going to irritate me, because I could have parked a little closer, but there you are, taking your, not even going to the game, just sitting in my parking lot.
How huge of a racket is that they created a cement / concrete, whichever one? People get mad at me because I always say cement. But you just created a big thing of cement, and you're like, yeah, it's going to cost you $75 to put your car here.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
What a joke.
I will say, Kevin, I do get a little – if I hear the crowd rocking inside, I get a little jealous of what's going on inside, but – but other than that, though, I think it's okay. I think it's fine. I don't think it's stupid at all. Although traffic does suck.
From the 469, I'm not waking up early just to go sit in a parking lot. From the 817, I agree, but if you're a drinker, I could see why you would like it. And from another 817, yeah, do that if you're like 20 years old. And from yet another 817, I'm team, you got to have tickets to tailgate.
Guys, okay. What are we doing, right? Like, we're still going through a pandemic where it's kind of pushed us away from each other. Why don't y'all appreciate the things that bring people together? Tailgating is one of those things. You can be around people of like-minded spirit, you know? Mm-hmm.
You can throw the football around, too. You got a big area to throw the football around. So, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. There are valid points. The people that are calling it stupid are making valid points. I'm going to give that to you.
One time I was at a Cowboys game. I was walking in, and there were a bunch of Eagles fans outside, and they were throwing a football in the parking lot. And me and my buddy were like, "All right." So I ran and intercepted the pass, and then threw the football away, and it was just walked off. They were not happy about that.
Oh. From the, well, we'll get more back into my terrible opinions later. From the 817, my buddy's an idiot. He thinks Shaq is not a Hall of Famer. All right. So there's a couple of things happening there. I don't understand that opinion at all, because first of all, like, he's legitimately an actual Hall of Famer. Secondly, you can make a strong argument he's top 10, at worst, top 15 player of all time. So to say he's not a Hall of Famer, he made all NBA first, second, or third team 14 times. I don't know what to tell you.
Like, the only knock you can talk about Shaq is that he didn't maximize his talent.
Yes.
That's it.
If you want to say, I think Shaq should have been a top five player of all time, I'd been like, that is a fair assertion. But to say he's not a Hall of Famer? Terrible. From the 940, my buddy's an idiot. He says Luka's overrated. Oh, that's
it. We get this all the time. You're an idiot. If you just listened last night, it was a Laker broadcast. And the Laker broadcasters on NBA TV said, this guy is their LeBron. This guy is their Kawhi Leonard. If I'm the Lakers, I'm happy I'm the one seed that I don't have to play the Mavericks. He said, I don't think we would lose to the Mavericks in the playoffs, but I'm glad that that's not a situation we have to do here in the first round. So, when you say stupid things like that, listen to all of the experts who are talking about Luka. Listen to all the players that have to play against him. A freaking analyst for the Lakers last night said, I'm glad we don't have to play this team in the first round.
Yeah, but that's the rating that they're saying is over, Mike.
Oh.
Well,
they're wrong, but you know.
You're an idiot. Sorry, I forgot. I don't want to call you a moron. You're an idiot.
There's a point in which, like, Luka was coming down the court, did, like, a pirouette down the middle of the lane, and hit a no-look pass in the corner spot on. Like, I don't know what basketball y'all are watching.
Just watch him play, man. Just watch the damn game. Kevin, from the 682, my buddy's an idiot. He thinks the Rangers are morons for moving out of their temple and into a barn.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty funny. Do you think that's more controversial that I had not thought about this before from the 469? My buddy's an idiot. He said the Rangers added that roof to keep out the grasshoppers.
What?
I have to admit, I never went to a game and thought these grasshoppers are just out of control.
I have one here. One of them for my buddy's an idiot said that he said you can't have good young talent come up if you're winning divisions and stuff, because it's just as you're winning, you have to trade away those good players. And I was watching last night the Dodgers, and I was like, hey, how is Dustin May throwing 100 miles an hour? I thought if you were doing things like trading for Mookie Betts, you couldn't have any good players that were young.
I think I know who that's in reference to. I don't know what to tell you. We still don't have good young players coming up.
Also, another buddy's an idiot of mine. He got a ground ball as a pitcher with one out in first and third, and he didn't throw it to the shortstop for a double play to end the inning. He decided to get into a rundown. Hey, idiot, how many times do I have to tell you? Maybe because we didn't have summer spring training long enough. If there's one out and there's first and third, you don't worry about the runner at third. By the way, for all you little league coaches, first and third, usually you steal second base because it's easy to steal second. But Cody Bellinger, you always run home. So if anybody's like, hey, why did Cody Bellinger get in the rundown? Because then you don't have a double play and the inning's over. You hope that the pitcher's stupid enough to go for the runner going home instead of throw the ball to the shortstop for the double play.
Now, this one really speaks to me. From the 817, my buddy's an idiot. He says Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie. So, this weekend at the Hagland household, we are doing Christmas in July. And tonight, one of the Christmas movies on the docket.
Wait. Whose idea was this?
It was not my idea.
Yeah, I knew it.
Okay.
I knew it.
It was not my idea, but I supported it.
It was Brandon's because he wants extra presents?
No. Brandon is also not super supportive of it because he's very rigid, just like I am.
Festivus for the rest of us?
Oh.
But the person who requested it is a lovely human, and we want to make sure that we can help make her life better as well.
Go buy a metal pole.
We are going to air our grievances.
I got a lot of problems with you people, and you're going to hear about it.
I want to see a feat of strength here today, damn it. We're going to watch Die Hard, and I don't care if people are like, that movie came out in July. Here's what I know. Die Hard is set at a Christmas party. It is a Christmas movie. And I will hear nothing else to the contrary.
That people Bruce Willis have an opinion on that? Have we ever asked him?
Ooh, I don't think so. That's
Call
a good question.
All right, I'll reach out.
All right. And a bunch of people are calling me idiots because I went after ice cream yesterday. So.
Bruce Willis said it's not.
What does he know? He didn't write a movie.
He was in the movie.
So?
I don't know. Should we not take his opinion very, you know?
No, we need to get the writer's opinion. Bruce Willis was just an actor. It's not his decision. It's like, if you ever watch the UK Office, there's an amazing bonus feature on there. They're like, what do you think happened to all these people? And then they go to all the actors, and then they go to Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, and he goes, no. Why would you ask them? They're just actors. They do what I tell them to do. I'll tell you what really happens. So we need to find the writer of Die Hard and what he says.
One of the writers says it is not a Christmas movie.
They say it's a
G.D. Bruce Willis movie. And then another, we didn't get a word from the other one. So there you go.
Doesn't feel like a real take against its holidayness. They're just like, it's a Bruce Willis movie back when that mattered more. From the 214, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. It's a movie that happens to take place at Christmas time. And it's not super relevant. He says, I have a machine gun, ho, ho, ho. And the whole reason all those people are together to put this into place is because of Christmas. It doesn't always have to be like your usual, like, oh, it's the family and all together. Sometimes Christmas movies can be different. Guys. Sorry. Sometimes I get fired up about
how many presents do you have to get? All right, for this weekend.
All we're doing is a Secret Santa with a $10 limit. So
three people?
We're incorporating a few other family members.
So what's the likelihood of you getting popcorn?
If my sister-in-law just gives up and is like, you know what, I got this for you, that would be really disappointing.
You should go buy an iPod just to throw everything off.
Do video iPods still exist?
I don't know. Maybe you can get it for $10, though, now.
Do you think they would laugh if I bought them a Zoom?
A Zoom?
Yeah. That's like,
you never heard of the Zoom?
That's the Microsoft version of iPad and iPod.
I thought you were talking about what we're on right now. I was like, wait, we're on it for free.
No, I think it's with an N, the Zoom.
Z-U-N-E.
And it never worked out at all, but Microsoft was like, oh, we got it. Checkmate, Apple.
Bad. Yeah.
It didn't really work out. By the way, real quick, RJ Keene, do you think he's an idiot or kind of genius? He announced his college basketball choice of Boise State by putting on a Boise State mask. Not a hat or anything like that. He put a Boise State mask on.
Okay. Like a coronavirus mask?
Yeah.
Hey, he's with the times, man. Kinda staying up to date.
Kind of genius right there.
High fives were happening, by the way, in the dugout.
Kidding me?
No fiving was not happening.
We're gonna have to stop this, Bassick.